What's going on, guys? It's Smoke Busters. It's Madman Plant. We are back at another awesome table, and I ran into kind of like a legend over here, Case God.
Chill.
Doing video and photos. You know, we have a lot of overlap when it comes to content creation and being behind the camera. What is your main take of what you do? Tell our
audience. My main thing, right, is I obviously do the photo, video, content creation, but the way I do it in a way that it gets people to ask about who I am as a person. And my main goal as a photographer, as a creative, is to inspire the next person to, you know, reach for their dreams and understand that they're their only limit and that the more you believe in yourself, the more you can achieve. And I do a little bit of spoken word on Instagram to kind of, you know, concrete that for people. So just trying to inspire the next person.
I definitely agree. Mindset is huge, and it's one thing that's going to keep you in the game, whether you're a grower, whether, you know, you just enjoy cannabis in your own personal life. It's all about mindset. It's believing in yourself. It's making sure that you live your best quality of life, whatever that version is. And the beauty of this is it's open to your interpretation of what life is and what you want to get out of it. You know, my thing is, there's a Billy Joel song called Vienna, and in the song Vienna, he says, you can get what you want, or you can just get old.
Facts, man. I mean, perception is reality. If you're born into, you know, a family that teaches you, don't risk it. Just play it safe. Go to school. And, you know, your head is kind of crammed into that square when you go to school, then that's the life you're going to live. And there's nothing wrong with going to school and being successful and living a life that's no risks. But at the same time, if you're the author of your own reality, what do you want to be known for? Do you want to have a dope story? Like the New York Times best-selling authors, they write fire stories that have twists, they have climaxes, they have low points. So if you want to play it safe, go home.
Well, yeah, and you know? If you want to play it safe, you're only going to get so far. And that's why I can't stand with certain people is the mindset, like, I'm going to accept my life. I'm going to accept how much money I make. I'm going to accept where I live. I'm going to accept how people treat me. I'm going to accept my capabilities. And none of this bullshit. No. It's, you know, Warren Buffett says education is the best investment because it can't be taken away from you. You know, and I think that's true in a lot of sense because it really is just education. If you're willing to educate yourself, whether it's skill, whether it's task, whatever it is, you're going to be able to overcome those obstacles. The problem is, I think a lot of mindset, entrepreneurial spirit, putting yourself out there, it's risky. A lot of times you're doing it up front at your own cost.
For sure.
You're doing it, you know, with no cheerleaders, nobody, you
That's
know, telling that
time,
you're doing
though,
great.
Because, I mean, think about it. If you have all eyes on you, you know how nerve-wracking that is?
I like all eyes on me.
I mean, it's better. I work personally better under pressure. But at the same time, when no one knows who you are, you get to independently create something for yourself that is authentically you, right? You're not emulating anybody else. You're not trying to copy somebody else. It's just you. And that's where, I mean, the way I built my business is I would show up to events like this for free on my own dollar. I'd shoot as many booths as I could. My phone connects to my camera. I'd turn photos around in the next 5 minutes.
Yep.
And then I'd walk away. And I used to be homeless. I used to live in a hotel doing photos. And now I travel the country and get to work with some of the most, you know, reputable brands. And I'm here to say that you can reach for more and you can achieve anything you ever put your mind to.
Yeah, and I think success stories like this is a proven fact that a lot of people who are successful start from the ground up. A lot of true people who understand what it's like to truly hurt and struggle in business. It's a learned lifestyle and it's a learned language to be okay with losing. And as somebody that's been a business owner for 14 years, you know, everyone's like, oh, I want to get in business because I want to make a lot of money and I don't want to work a lot. Bullshit. You're going to lose more money than you've ever spent and you're going to spend more time on doing what you believe in for one day for somebody to see it valuable and then the whole game changes.
Yeah.
So, talk a little about transition. I love transient people that I meet along the way who have great life stories about being homeless to traveling the world. Let's do it.
10 years sober from heroin. I used to literally shoot up heroin in my arms. I had a $220 a day habit where I stole from my grandparents, lied to my friends. I mean, probably one of the worst human beings on the face of the earth. You know, just wasn't living, doing anything. I died twice during my addiction. I killed myself both times. The first time I was revived with Narcan because I realized I was about to die. Second time I was probably 20 pounds skinnier. I was 105 pounds, still 6'1". And I decided that it was time to go. And I went to sleep. I didn't have like a God experience. I'm not here to tell you like I saw all kinds of shit. I just woke up and had a different mindset on life. And I realized that I was the only one that was thinking these, you know, self-deflating thoughts, that was keeping myself in a perpetual state of actual hell. And then I went to 9 different rehabs to get sober.
Wow.
I got sober on my 10th one. It was a 14-month intensive faith-based rehab where I woke up every morning, read the Bible at 5 a.m., gave my life to God, and continued to kind of just press towards whatever it was He had for me. I used to be socially awkward. I wouldn't be able to talk on a camera. When someone gave me a camera to use, that was my entry point into everybody's lives, right? Snap a photo of you and be like, hey, I kind of got something cool you might want. Like, I need people to see themselves how I see them, not all the labels that they put on themselves. So I started leading with that and just found a lot of success with that. I'm now 10 years sober. I have a wife. I have an 8-month-old kid. But yeah, I think with losses, they teach you the most things.
Yes.
If I'm going to build a human, I'm not going to give him a chill life. Like, I'm not going to allow him to win at every corner, right? Because that doesn't teach him patience. No. It doesn't teach him persistence. It doesn't teach him to be, like, consistent, right? Like, if we were given everything right when we wanted it, we wouldn't be as successful as we are today.
That's powerful, dude.
Yeah.
I really love hearing stuff, because it's on Smokebusters. It's not always about the hype. It's not always about the journey of the entrepreneur. It's mental health, and we've talked a lot about mental health, addiction, suicide. We have a podcast coming out that's very sensitive about incest and rape.
Okay.
And how she changed her life through art and music. Her name is Cherry Stoner. She's in Virginia. She teaches art therapy classes. You know, and I love hearing successes like this. Have you ever heard the song Life is Beautiful by 6AM?
I'm not really good with names. I might have heard it before.
So, and the song is about his over-death and about seeing life differently.
Okay.
And he says, sometimes it takes a funeral.
Dude, for real. For real.
I forget the next lyric. But it's pretty much what he was saying is, like, you got to learn to live. You got to learn to die. You got to learn to laugh. You got to learn to try.
Hey.
And the fact is that it really takes some people almost losing it all to really gain it all. You know, I'm a big believer in God. I don't know everybody's preference out there in the world.
Jesus is king.
Yeah, exactly. And in my own story, I don't have anything with like that, you know, as far as addiction. But I know that if you're out there putting on your best face, going into the world, creating positivity, trying to become a value to somebody, sooner or later, the universe listens and it opens up. But it's got to make sure that you're 100%, like, your integrity is there, because the universe is not here to just give out handouts.
Yeah, it's not a lottery, bro. It's a lot
of faith-based business,
right?
And we're not talking religion.
You got to keep pressing. So, I absolutely agree with that.
So, how have you used your life to change others' lives in that time?
I currently mentor 6 to 8 people across the United States. And I wasn't planning on that. Like, I started doing, again, the spoken word on Instagram. I call it the thought of the day, where I give like a contemporary real world problem. And I introduce a little bit of scripture with a little bit of, hey, like,
that's cool.
Let's get around this way. And it's taken very well. And I've got messages across, like, from across the nation of people that deal with masturbation issues, sex addictions, they're depressed. They have thoughts of violence, thoughts of suicide. And so I just sit with them and listen to their problems. And I went to college for political science. I wanted to be a behavior health specialist.
Very cool, okay.
I wanted to listen to people's problems. But along the way, I got really jaded and I ended up saying, I don't want to hear people bitch. Guess what I do right now? I take photos and I hear people pretty much complain. But the fact of the matter is there's so many people that hurt, that refuse to speak up, that I have to take care. I really have to take care of the ones that do speak up. Because if I don't, then I'm not furthering like the betterment of this society that is currently crumbling, bro. Somebody has to be a light. And if I can do that, maybe I can inspire somebody else to like step up and do the same, because like I'm only one guy, right?
Well, I think you're one guy, but your message could solve a million problems for people out there.
Yep.
And the fact that even right now on YouTube, while this video was shot days and months ago, maybe somebody's life just got changed, and tomorrow they're going to wake up and want to live because they just heard your story right now.
Dude,
you know, and that's the power. You know, one thing that I'm working on, I don't want to go into too much detail, but I'm definitely going to be involving you, is a mental health platform, which is a non-biased, non-judgment area, where we're going to have some of the deepest conversations, smoke weed, and truly impact mental health. Because I have Honey, who's a psychological service dog. I was in a bad car accident where I almost died. And, you know, I didn't really have mental health problems before. But I went into like a deep depression, and I was put on anxiety and depression meds and all this stuff. And I've been kind of battling it lately. But, you know, what I've realized is you stay busy, you stay focused,
head down.
You do good things. People will have gratitude for what you do. And that in itself creates that happiness, that success, that stabilization in the mind that, like, you know, I am somebody.
Yep.
I am doing something great. And I love your story, dude. I mean, from going from a heroin addict all the way to sober, to changing lives, to everything, you know, it's very humbling to sit next to you, you know, dude, knowing all that. Because, you know, looking at you, you don't, and that's,
it
you know,
feels like another
you don't
life,
get to tell
right?
what people have done like that, you know?
And I mean, like, we all judge, sometimes we judge a book by its cover.
I'm guilty of that.
I'm here to say that if you're sitting at home right now and you're feeling sorry for yourself,
come to MJ BizCon.
Come to MJ BizCon. But one, you have to say things to yourself every morning that are self-inflating. You have to say, you know, I'm worth everything that I think I am. I'm worth going after my dreams, and then make the steps and go after them. Because like you only have like this amount of time on the earth, right? Quit wasting your time having negative thoughts. Like it really takes you backwards.
Dude, we're like
just
the same
try affirmations,
people.
I swear. Like it's.
I say that shit all the time. I'm like, look, Lacey always tells me, you know, this is just a blimp of our life.
Right. And
you
know, if you're going through a negative season, right? Life's this long. Say life's this long. And your negative season's about this long. What if you have a dope ass time on this other side, but you're just like, oh, it's not going to be worth it. Well, then you're going to have a really bad time until you finally realize that you're your only limit. It's not the sky. It's not, oh my God, it's you in your head.
Well, this has been great. Yeah. I want to wrap it up with you. Thank you so much for coming.
Sorry if I
on.
Rambled a little bit. I just
No, dude, I love it. God, I love people who speak from the heart.
Yeah.
The podcast is about that. I don't want short bullshit answers. I want real, genuine, authentic conversation that like we just talked about, somebody out there like you is going to benefit from.
Yeah, well, I prayed before this, so I was hoping I said everything I needed to.
I think God heard your prayers.
Shout out Catchmaster for having us at their booth.
Yes, thank you very guys
come see
much.
Us next year at MJ
and we'll see you guys with more podcasts.